The Australian Institute of Health and Welfare has released some statistics, concerning statistics recently, showing that a lot less Australians are getting cancer screening tests done during 2020. Obviously, the pandemic's had some effect on that, but it's not the only reason. Joining me from the Cancer Council Tasmania is the CEO, Penny Egan. Good afternoon, Penny.
Hello, Matt. Nice to speak with you.
Nice to talk to you again as well. The Institute of Health and Welfare, they do this every year, and if we had a slight drop in figures, we'd probably go, yeah, there might be a reason for that. But these figures this year are significantly down, aren't they?
They are significantly down compared to last year. And certainly, as I heard you introducing, people have probably been staying home or not sort of seeing their doctors. But in relation to bowel screening, I think in Tasmania, we're about a third down from last year. And Tasmanians are usually very good at doing their bowel screening kits, and you know, in a year when you thought, well, yes, people unfortunately are at home, you thought it would be much easier for people to be incentivised to do it. So it's a little concerning, and a breast screen is down also about a third. Now, they were closed for a few weeks, so it's probably understandable, but they're open for business again now, so we're encouraging women to go and get checked. But cervical screening also for women is down by about a third to 50%. So it is concerning because, you know, late-stage diagnoses is often what comes of the fact that people aren't being checked, and late-stage is unfortunately always not always good news, and treatment opportunities or possibilities are also perhaps not quite the same.
No, well, as you say, those three types of cancer, they are treatable if they're caught early enough, and we've got screening programs for breast screen, cervical and bowel, and they're very effective as well. So, you know, why would we not use them? It doesn't make any sense, does it?
No, it doesn't. You know, they're free services. They're not difficult to access. You know, we know absolutely the evidence proves up that early detection, you know, is your best safety provision around getting cancer. And as you said earlier, Martin, early detection also, even if it is an early stage cancer, you've got a much better chance of survival. So we're really encouraging people to sort of not be complacent. Please go and see your doctor if anything's not right with you, whatever that may be. But also participate in these programs. They're there for you to ensure that you can avoid cancer, at least detect it early, and live a much longer life.
Well, the symptoms for those three types of cancer too, you know, they're fairly obvious, or, you know, any cancer is changed, but, you know, the symptoms of breast cancer, you know, obviously with lumps and bowel cancer, with bleeding and things like that, there are symptoms that are clear and obvious in some respects.
They certainly are, but also they detect it quite early. Martin, so my mother had breast cancer, and that she went to the van in Devonport, and they detected it at a very, very, very early stage before any lump could ever be found. And just recently, actually, a colleague did the bowel screening kit at 50 and stage 3 bowel cancer and didn't really have any symptoms. So, you know, these tests are there also to pick up in those areas where actually symptoms aren't as strong as you'd like them to be, which might have encouraged you to go and see your doctor. So, yeah, there's lots of reasons why we encourage people to participate in these national programs.
So what I'm getting from what you're saying there, Penny, is don't wait until you've got symptoms. Just if you're of the age group or a risk group that, you know, so breast cancer in your family, for example, if you're in one of those high-risk groups, get screened regularly, regardless of any symptoms or absence of.
Absolutely. So, look, I've been, you know, screened for breast cancer since I was probably 45. My dad had bowel cancer, so I've been having colonoscopies quite regularly. So, you know, those things have been certainly me a bit of a safety check, I suppose. But now with the bowel screening kits, so, you know, they actually arrive at your house every 2 years. You know, so there's really no excuse not to at least do the bowel screening.
Yeah, I mean, that's one. They're aiming at people over 50 predominantly, but if you've had a history in your family, then it's something you should probably start earlier.
Well, you should certainly go and see your doctor and see what they suggest. But often that is the case. If it's in your family, they may suggest that you could start being checked a little earlier.
Yeah, well, obviously from personal experience, I know that the bowel screening is free for people over 50. But if you're under 50, you can actually still buy it from a pharmacist, can't you?
Yes, you can. It's a different kit, but they are available at a pharmacy. But, you know, if you are concerned, we would say to people, please go and see your doctor and just see what they've got to say. And, you know, they may well decide to give you, you know, to book you in for a colonoscopy if they feel that's the case. Otherwise, as you say, there are some alternatives. You may not have to wait to get that present in the mail.
Terrific. And now let's hope that these statistics are only a blip on the radar, a rather big blip that it is, but let's hope that when we get next year's figures released, it's a little bit more, makes more sense, and it's a bit back to normal, and let's hope we have massive increases.
Well, let's hope so, Martin, you know, because also, you know, there's been some other stats around showing that there's been a 30% reduction in referrals and a 20% reduction in diagnoses across all cancers. So, you know, I really hope that there's not a tsunami out there coming on in the next 12 to 18 months. So, as we say, just early detection. Please see your doctor if you've got any sort of symptoms or you're not well, because, you know, you just can't afford to wait.
Yep, and do the regular screening tests if you're in the categories that should be doing them. Penny, thanks very much for your time this afternoon. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Martin. Take care.